More details coming up at 2 p.m. Right now, we're going to continue our series on 100 years of radio. And today, one of our listeners, Anne Johnson's with me to talk about how radio has been an integral part of her life for all of her life. Hi, Anne.
Hello.
You are one of a few people, actually, who have mentioned a series called The Green Hornet.
Oh, yes. So many memories of The Green Hornet.
Yeah. What can you tell us about that?
Well, it was an American radio series. I think it started about 1936, but we would have been, I don't know how old, I was maybe about 8 or 9, and it was a favourite of my father's, and I think it used to come on weekly. And it was about a guy, who, a bit like the Superman story. He was a publisher, I think, by day, and at night he turned into a masked vigilante, and he wore green, all green clothes, hat, gloves, cloak, masked, and he used to fight crime. He was a masked vigilante.
Sort of like a superhero?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He was believed to be a wanted criminal, but in actual fact he wasn't. He was a good man who was fighting crime.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But because he was known to be a wanted criminal, he could get in with the underworld, and all sorts of exciting things happened.
And this was
cliffhanger.
This was appointment listening in your house?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was a favourite of our father's, and he used to gather us around.
Uh-huh.
We lived in a big old villa, and we had the main living room, which was where the fire was and the dining table was, and he had a little old valve radio, and then later on we gravitated to a record player, a radiogram, a Bell radiogram. And we would just all gather around, and it was just the highlight of the week, really.
What else did they used to broadcast on the radio?
I can't remember a lot of the programs. There were,
bit of sport?
Sport. Oh, goodness me, especially in the winter. I mean, the winter, we had a continuous fire that used to go 24 hours a day, I think, and night. And great followers of the All Blacks. I mean, the alarm would be set when they were playing overseas, and we'd be up at 4 o'clock in the morning all gathered around the fire and the little radio.
Wow.
And it was our life, really. Well, there was no other entertainment, really.
Mm.
And we were post-war. There wasn't a lot that we could do. There wasn't a lot of money around. We didn't travel. There were no cars. Although, consequently, Father did get a little green truck, and he called it the Green Hornet.
Go Dad.
Go Dad, yes.
So you and how many siblings?
Well, there were 5 of us, and of course my parents, and then there was often a live-in grandparent as well. So,
So and that radiogram must have been pretty exciting. You don't even know what happened to it?
Oh, when Father got the radiogram, it was a big, big deal. And the record players and the classical music, and always on 2YA.
Yeah.
I mean, if us kids wanted to listen to the pop music of the day, we had to make sure Father wasn't around because he didn't move off the station.
I wonder if that's ringing bells for anyone in 2021.
I'm sure it is. Yeah, and of course the other bells of 2021 was that we had the polio epidemic, and the radio was a very big part of us having to listen to correspondence school lessons. Of course, there was no fiber or computers or anything in those days, and we had a very long summer in 1940, must be in 47, 48.
48, I've got here, yeah.
We all had to go to correspondence school. And so the schools closed down early December, I think, and didn't reopen again until after Easter.
Gee, so with COVID, you've seen it all before, Anne.
Well, absolutely. We couldn't go on the buses, we couldn't go to the pictures, we couldn't go to the baths. That was the big thing, because we were all swimmers. And we lived in the baths from the 1st of October until they closed. So, it was a very big deal, the equivalent of our lockdown. You couldn't go on public transport.
Yeah. I imagine that radiogram was a pretty serious piece of furniture, was it?
Well, it was. It was the centre of the room, really. It was the pride and joy of the household, really. And it's relived. It's recently been rediscovered and refurbished. And has the most absolutely wonderful sound. It's still got the old valve system in it. Everything. It's been restored. Yeah. And all the woodwork has been done. I think it was walnut. Beautiful, beautiful wood. And a beautiful sound. So my niece and her husband have had it restored, and it's the centre of their large billiard room now. That's where all the lovely music is played.
Oh, fantastic. And so for you, I know you still listen to a bit of radio, and now I guess the radio follows you around rather than actually having to make an appointment and go sit down in front of it.
Oh, I have radio in every room turned on to national program. Radio is my life, really.
Have you ever been on the radio with us before?
No. Oh, no, no, no. No.
Well, it's my privilege to have you on today as a long-time listener, and thank you so much for sharing some of these memories.
Yes, well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Jessie.